Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Atlanta, here we go. Game 7 is upon us. Chris Thomas joining you here for the Hawks Instant Reaction Podcast. Producer for Dukes and Bell. I am usually joined by my fellow producer, executive producer, I might add, Bo Morgan, but he was lazy and decided to take the day off of work yesterday, so you'll be riding with me solo. I'm just going to talk to you guys for a few minutes here because, listen, we can sit here and break down all the minutiae from Game 6, and there was a lot of unfortunate things that happened. Bogey obviously getting hurt, John Collins coming up short again, guys coming off the Sixers bench, Tyrese Maxey, if it's not him, it's Korkmaz, if it's not him, it's Shake Milton, all these guys that have stepped up in the series so far for the 76ers. But the bottom line is, we have gotten to a point where we are in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals, and that is frankly a remarkable thing. I said at the end of yesterday's show on Dukes and Bell, I got the opportunity to clear my throat with John Chuckery, as Mike Bell went to go hit the road and go to the game. And I said to the audience, basically, enjoy the moment. Enjoy this game no matter what happens, because you don't know what the next season or even 5 or 10 years down the road is going to bring. So enjoy this special run and enjoy this special season. Enjoy Trey becoming a superstar right in front of our eyes. Enjoy the national media attention that's come our way after fighting and scratching and clawing. After a poor start to the season, look where we are now. We're one game away from the Eastern Conference Finals. No one, I don't care if you're on ESPN or if you're a radio host locally or nationally, nobody predicted that this team was going to go this far. So just enjoy it. Obviously, it was a disappointment last night. There's no getting around that. We had every opportunity to win that game. We let them back into the game in the fourth quarter. And they took advantage of their opportunities. We couldn't hit big shots. The threes weren't falling. We need to get better from the three-point range. There's no getting around that. And they won the game. But at the same time, there are so many positives to take away. That stadium was rocking. The way that we started that game, man, we got out to that 10-2 run. Oh, I was so excited. I felt like I was in the stadium and I was just watching from my apartment. The electricity, you could feel it from the crowd. I'm so jealous of Mike Bell, who was in the stands for that game, even though they didn't ultimately win. So Atlanta, we're all going to settle in on Sunday night, prime time. And actually, let me rephrase that. We're not going to be very settled at all. We're going to be on the edge of our seats from the tip off till the final buzzer, no matter what happens in this game. And I think the great thing is, too, is that we can say that this team has been in almost every single game in this series. So there's no part of me that thinks that the Sixers are just going to run away with this Game 7 because it's at home. I really don't believe that at all. We've won on their court. We've done it before. So why can't we do it again? there's obviously a lot of pessimism that goes into something like this when you have the opportunity to win on your home floor and you come up short. It's perfectly understandable. But at the same time, remember what this team has gone through this year. No DeAndre Hunter. They had that stretch in the middle of the season where it looked like it was going to be a lost cause, and all the moves that Travis Schlenk made were for naught. But then slowly but surely, we kept fighting and scratching and clawing and got our way right back into the Eastern Conference race. And then look what we did last series against the Knicks. Oh, the whole world was watching because the big bad Knicks were back in the playoffs. Julius Randle, who? Second team All-NBA, who? I'm sorry. The Garden was chanting F. Trae Young for a reason. Because we stuck it to them. And then we showed the number one seed in the Eastern Conference that we could take them to a Game 7. If I have to pick, as we always do, I will keep the tradition of this podcast alive, because Bo and I have been making predictions after every single game. I think the Hawks can get it done. I really do. And I'm not just saying that because I'm now in Atlanta and I work in sports radio in the market. There's no reason to think that the Hawks are going to shoot as poorly from three as they have in the past couple games. I really don't believe that. And I really don't believe that John Collins is the type of player that's going to give you 7 points. I know he's been wildly inconsistent in this series, but last time that it really mattered most in a game that we needed to have, he stepped up big. Kevin Huerter had a great bounce back game last night. He had a couple big threes, and he had 17 points. Where was he the past couple of games? So that's the thing. You never know what's going to happen. Could the Sixers have predicted that Tyrese Maxey was going to come off the bench and give them 16 points and look like an Energizer Bunny when the team really needed it? No. And that's the beauty of this series. That each game has had its own defining moment and defining players. From us having guys like Lou Williams come off the bench in Game 5 and show us that he still got it, to them having the guys that I talked about earlier, Shake Milton and Furkan Korkmaz. This is not a game and a series that is built upon the stars of this series. Trae Young and Joel Embiid, for the most part, have been as advertised. Embiid obviously has been playing hurt, and now we learn that so is Trae. But they both consistently have been putting up numbers in this series. So what does that mean? It comes down to the role players. Is Ben Simmons going to decide to show up? It doesn't look like it. Looks like there's a better chance of our guys coming through. Capella had a nice bounce back game, a double-double, 14 and 11. The key is obviously going to be, what are we going to get from Bogey? I don't know. Didn't look great, and he took a couple shots early in that game, specifically Ben Simmons with that hard charge at him. I think it was in the second quarter. So I don't know. He's obviously going to be huge, but if we're being completely honest, he hasn't been great in the past couple of games. So I'm not exactly sure what we're going to get from him. But, like I said, I do believe the Hawks can win this game. And I think as long as you keep the faith, and as long as you go into tomorrow night and say, I'm going to enjoy, no matter what happens, that's the most important thing. Because nobody expected this team to be here. So don't be throwing pillows and punching the wall if they lose tomorrow night. Yes, it's obviously going to be disappointing. But wasn't this season so amazing? Wasn't it? I mean, think about everything we've gotten to experience in these playoffs alone. State Farm Arena has been completely re-energized. We'll forever remember this season as hopefully the start of something special, and I truly believe that. Whether John Collins is here next season or not, we clearly have a guy in Travis Schlenk that knows how to build a team. So don't look too far ahead. Be in the moment. While you're sweating on your couch, like I'll be right there with you, sipping a beer and saying, holy crap, after each explosive play in this game, which we know there's going to be a lot, enjoy that. Don't worry about that final buzzer until it gets here, because then you're going to be taken out of the moment. And that's my message. That's what I wanted to come on and say today. Because as much as last night stings for all of us, it doesn't need to define your feelings about this series or this season. Look at who we have. We have our superstar, as Carl Dukes likes to say on the show. We have our guy. Trae Young is the real deal, and now everybody outside of Atlanta knows it. That's a special thing. That doesn't happen very often. the likes of the Dominiques of the world coming around for this franchise. You only get a handful of guys whose names and numbers get retired in the rafters. And if Trae Young continues this career arc, he's going to be one of those guys. So game seven, tomorrow night. Get pumped, Atlanta. I'll be watching with you every second. And then Bo and I will be back in our regular time slot. The next morning, that podcast will drop, and we'll either be talking about a team that had a miraculous run and took the best team in the conference to the seventh game, or a team that's about to conquer the Eastern Conference Finals against either the Bucks or the Nets. And you know we're going to have a blast breaking that thing down, either going up against Giannis or KD, two of the best players in the game, and we're going to get a chance to show that, hey, we can hang with you. So no matter what happens, enjoy tomorrow night. I can't wait to break it all down with you. I am Chris Thomas, producer for Dukes and Bell. Catch me and Bo Morgan after the game on Sunday night.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.